Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.
What is a dagger in the heart to believers in persecution is our lack of understanding of how we connect with them. You see, when we talk about persecution, we're talking about a persecution you can avoid. Just leave Jesus alone, laying down, and just lay down witness. And usually, even in the worst of countries, you can die happy in your sleep. And so what believers in persecution feel is that what we have for them is pity. And they said, don't pity us when we are beaten and jailed and even are killed for our faith. That is the time that you should give thanks to God, because our overt persecution is clear evidence that the covert, the quiet persecution, does not work. And they said the way that we identify with them is they are being persecuted because of their witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, brother, here comes the knife in our hearts. They said, we've got a decision that we make every day. We can ask ourselves this question. Do I want to identify with believers in persecution, or do I want to identify with their persecutors? Do I want to identify with the person in chains, or do I want to identify with the person that chained them? And when you ask them, well, how did I determine who I identify with? They say, by whether or not today you share Jesus with someone else or you keep him to yourself. Because the number one desire of Satan is to deny people access to Jesus. And if he cannot keep you from Jesus, the number two thing he wants to do is to make you keep your witness to yourself. And in America, I hear all the time, religion, faith in America is a personal matter. That's from Satan. And so what believers in persecution have said that's brutally honest is, when I keep my witness from my brother in America, my father, my sister, my boss, then I am identifying with the persecutors because I'm keeping my witness to myself. The number one way we identify with believers in persecution is not by pitying them, is not by trying to get them out of jail. You know, we ask the question, what happens if we get Joseph out of jail before he can interpret Pharaoh's dream? Everybody dies. The Jews die, starve to death. The Egyptians die. And what the Western church is trying to do is get Joseph out of jail even when God needs him there. How can the Western church be tough enough psychologically, spiritually, and be sensitive enough to know when to leave Joseph in jail? No, I don't think we're being obedient. We're giving about 3% of every dollar to the nations, and we're keeping 97% usually for ourselves, for our buildings, for our own salaries. But, you know, really, those are minor things. The big thing that we're keeping to ourselves is the resurrection. And when we keep the resurrection to ourselves, we are identifying with the people who are the persecutors. Listen, if you want to know Jesus, fine. If you keep him to yourself, you can go to Saudi Arabia, you can go to Kuwait, you can go to Qatar, you can go to the Emirates, you can go to Oman, you can go anywhere and live a happy life if you just keep Jesus to yourself. They will receive you gladly. But the people that we have been living with are those who choose to pick up Jesus and choose to pick up witness. And the point of identification with them is at the point of witness.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.